You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to episode number 44 of Two Chairs No Waiting, listener feedback episode 9, brought to you by weaversdepartmentstore.com. If you're looking for a Mayberry t-shirt, something Mayberry for your car, decorative wooden building fronts, Mayberry-related DVDs and CDs, artwork, including some autograph pieces, books, board games, and even a Barney 5 thermometer, Weavers has them. Drop by and take a look around. A couple of great new items they've got right now are some books by the Andy Griffith Show cast members that have been published this summer. Best in Hollywood, The Good, the Bad, and the Beautiful by James Best, Roscoe P. Coltrane himself, and Jim Lindsay on the Andy Griffith Show. Forest in the Wind, a novel by Mitch Jane, one of the Darlin Boys. You also want to stop by and get the 2010 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. So drop by Weavers at weaversdepartmentstore.com. All right, folks. Whew. Man, we've got a lot of listener feedback for this episode to run through. I want to thank everybody for writing and emailing in, and it's great to hear from you. Bad part is I've got so much I don't think I can read it all on the show. It'll be too long. But that's a great problem for me to have, and I'm thankful for you listening and letting me know you're out there. We have several emails or comments that we've gotten on the website, so I'll have to read them to you, but we only have one voicemail. So, you know, if you get tired of hearing me talk and read, call in and leave a voicemail here at the show. It's 888-684-8415, or you can leave email at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can leave comments on either the podcast website at mayberry.com/podcast, or you can drop by facebook.com/twochairs and leave comments there. So, anyway, let's get right on into the emails and comments. The first one I have for you is from Ken Anderson, and he's talking about the Taylor Home Inn. He says, I really enjoyed the podcast with Dave and Marsha. In case you haven't listened to those were the last four episodes. So go back. It's they own the Taylor Home Inn up in Wisconsin. My wife, Linda, this is Ken again, and I have been to the inn 7 times now. We've stayed in all 3 rooms. My favorite is the Opie room because of all the nostalgic toys and games that are displayed throughout the room. I continue to marvel at the detail one finds within the bed and breakfast. On our last visit, I was able to wear my Barney Fife uniform and interact with all the other guests. I agree with Dave's comment about the courthouse and about how it's going to be the most realistic of any other room in the house. That's going to be a great addition to the inn. Guests should be aware, though, that Marsha does not serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches once those doors clang shut. So thanks, Ken, for writing in on that. And we've got a follow-up to that one, really, from Jeff Koontz, also about the Taylor Home Inn. He says, I looked forward to visiting one day and hopefully soon. And he says this to Ken. He says, Ken, I bet if you're good, Marshall will throw some peanuts in the cell and you can jump up and down on them and make your own peanut butter. Jeff goes on to say, Dave and Marsha, had a good observation about Mayberry people. You do get an immediate friendship by just knowing them. Even if you've only just met and you may not see them ever again, they're just good people. I agree 100% with Jeff. And another comment about the Taylor Home Inn. This is from Emmett Clark. Emmett Clark, he's down in Florida. He said he loved the interviews, and here's what he said. He said, I wrote Eleanor, that's what they call Marsha on the internet. That's her name she goes by. He says, I wrote Eleanor and suggested they move the inn to Tennessee. So we could all be closer. So that's, you know, I was complaining about how far away it was. And I guess, you know, Florida is even further from Wisconsin, but we'll get up there one of these days. Next up, we got Bob James. He's also commenting about the Taylor Home Inn interviews. He says, I really enjoy the interviews with the Shiremans. I thought I was a fan. They are diehard. What a great job they have done. I really wish I didn't live so far away and I could visit in person. He says, you're right. The fireplace stonework is not to be believed. Their fireplace is amazing. If you haven't gone and looked at the pictures, it looks just like on the show. Bob says, I'm impressed how Dave was able to construct the large rock. He says, keep up the good work. I always look forward to Wednesdays knowing that a treat will be on my computer from the night before, Bob. So, Bob, we appreciate that, and thanks for listening. He was talking about the large rock on the fireplace, you know, the big one that's right over the actual fire bit. You know, it's obvious if you're a Mayberry fan when you look at that, that looks exactly like the one on the show. So it is amazing. And Dave actually built that himself. If you listen to the podcast, you heard him talking about that. He built that. It's constructed rock. It's not a local rock. They had to actually construct the rock. We'll go on. I got a lot to read, so I don't want to bore you to death. Mel Gilbert wrote in about the Taylor Home Inn, says, I wish I could go back to Mayberry and the way things were, how great that would be. You know, and it certainly would. This is my comment, I guess. Here's what the secret is, though. Create a little bit of Mayberry around each of us as we live our lives and share that with others. That's the best we can do. Most of the time, that's pretty good. So let's all share some of that Mayberry spirit with our friends and see where that takes us. That's just commentary by Alan. So, but there's a lot of folks out there that need a little bit of fun and Mayberry laughs and stuff in their lives. So going on here, we got some more comments about the Taylor Home Inn. A lot of them were about that. This is from Steve Lawson. I don't believe he's any relation to Floyd, but he says I really enjoyed it, and I would love to see some pictures of their courthouse in their basement. That's a good suggestion, and I hopefully we'll get some pictures from Dave and Marsha, especially once they get finished, that we can display on the website so you guys can all see it. So, next up, we've got an email from Steve Bradford. He says, it's almost as good as sleeping on the ironing board between two chairs when company comes over. Catherine Hinckley, she wrote in to say, we've been there 2 years in a row, and it's the best. Marsha and Dave are so nice and cater to your every whim. We're already planning year three. Hi, Marsha and Dave. So, wow, they've already been twice in the last 2 years, and they're on their way back. And I know they live over in the Pennsylvania area, so they're traveling a good ways for this. Another comment about the Taylor Home Inn is from Kurt Green. He said, I've just promised myself that I'll be sitting on their porch playing a crawdad song on my Martin guitar before I turn 50. That's 2 years from today, and this was July 15th, so happy birthday, Kurt. Sounds like a good 50th birthday present, doesn't it? I better mention this to my darling person so she can start planning it. So, Kurt, yeah, it does sound good, sitting on the front porch playing the guitar. Now, Kurt, you may not know, he has been writing some of the songs that we heard about on the Andy Griffith Show, you know, like My Socks Are Heart and Ravelin' and some of those songs that Darlin's mentioned. Anyway, he's been writing some of them. So if you look around on YouTube for Kurt Green, you'll see him playing some of these songs. Next up, we got Don Kernan. He says, excellent interviews. The Taylor Home Inn is as close to being in Mayberry as a fan can ever get. That's from Don and Joyce Kernan. That's all of our emails about Taylor Home Inn. I know that wasn't very many. we had a lot of, thanks for everybody writing in about that. Next up, I've got a comment about Myra Lambert is a Raindrop. You remember that episode? Go back and listen to it if you didn't. It was a good, nice bit of trivia you'll learn. John Foster wrote in about that saying, I really enjoyed your latest podcast, Myra Lambert is a Raindrop. I love all the behind-the-scenes details. In fact, my favorite part of each show is often the little scenes between Andy and Barney. I've watched each episode so many times that the little details are what I love. I've been a fan of the show since it first came on in the 60s. I was very close to Opie's age when the show was on originally. I sort of rediscovered the show when I lived in Nashville. I went to one of the early meetings of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club sometime around 1985 or so. It was in an auditorium held at Vanderbilt with Doug Dillard. And they showed a pilot episode on the big screen. I'd been watching tags for years. But to watch an episode with all those other fans and us all laughing together, that's something I'll never forget. It was a sense of camaraderie that really was the spirit of the show. We left Nashville not long after that and moved to Long Island. That was a rough time for me, looking for a job in this foreign land of Long Island. I took several VHS tapes of the show with me that I'd taped when TBS was airing the show. I would come back to our apartment after applying for jobs all day and be really stressed out. We hadn't bought all our furniture up yet from Tennessee, so I watched the show on this little 10-inch black and white. I would breathe a sigh of relief and watch about 6 episodes in a row for stress relief. It was my saving grace that summer. Floyd's words from the Guest of Honor episode rang true for me that summer. Everything is okay in Mayberry. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of the show, and I love the podcast. Keep up the great work. John Foster. He's up in New Hampshire now. So, and we got one more email, and this is about the James Best episode. And it is from Eric Swolgaard. And Eric, I hope I said your name right. It's spelled Swolgaard. He's from over in California, but I don't have any names like that down here in Alabama, so I'm not quite sure if I said it right. So I apologize if I didn't. But Eric wrote in about the James Best interview, and he said, "Great episode, an interview you did with James Best. As a hobbyist jazz guitarist, I always have admired greatly both Herb Ellis and Barney Kessel. I was honored to see them both work together at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco around 1975. Even got their autographs. I think my initial confusion as to who played the guitar in those early episodes stemmed from the fact that the actor, Herb Ellis, played the band leader and also worked on a number of dragnets, as you may know. Anyway, great job as always, Eric from Sacramento, California." Thanks for writing in, Eric. And you know, honestly, I didn't realize that they were two different people. If they are, I'm assuming they are from your note, and you guys can surely let me know. But Herb Ellis, there was a jazz guitarist. I knew about that, and that's who I knew they were talking about playing on this episodes of the episode with Jim Lindsay. But I didn't realize that there was an actor and a jazz player. I just kind of thought like the Darling Boys, you know, that maybe the jazz guy and the actor were the same person. So maybe they weren't. You know, this is a new piece of trivia for me. So thanks, Eric. I didn't know that. And finally, we have got a voicemail. So you'll get to hear somebody else talk for a second. And this is from Janet Anderson. So here's Janet.
Hi, Alan. This is Janet Anderson. I post as Thelma Lou on the Digest. I really enjoyed all your podcasts. I listen to every one. And usually I send you an email if I have some comment about them, but since you've been urging us to call and leave a message, I decided to do that this time. I really enjoyed the four-part interview with the Shiremans, and by the way, I'm glad to know now how to pronounce their name properly. But Dave and Marcia seem like really nice people, really Mayberry-type people, and I haven't been to the Taylor Home Inn, but my goal is one day to get there. It just sounds like a really great place to be and a place to meet Mayberry type of people, and so that is my goal, to someday make it there. But I just wanted to thank you for that interview. I really enjoyed listening to all the different parts, and just keep doing good work. I'll keep listening to the podcast, and hopefully maybe talk to you later sometime. Thank you. Bye.
Well, Janet, thanks so much for calling in. We really are glad to hear somebody else's voice other than mine on the podcast. No, we really appreciate it. And I am glad that I found out how to pronounce the Shireman's last name as well. It's Fireman with a Shire on the front. So it's Shireman instead. So, yeah, I had to ask them when I called them, when I was doing the interview with them, I had to ask them how to say their name. So I won't pretend to know how to say it, but we've got one more little special thing for you, and then we'll be out of here. So here it comes.
Hello, everybody. Hey, I just wanted to tell you something that happened. Barney, I was cutting his hair the other day, and he was in the chair. And I got a phone call from Sarah. She was just telling me something that my wife wanted me to pick up from the store. But I got off the phone. I said, Barney, that was Sarah. She said something's happened. And Barney jumped up out of the chair. I said, he was like, what happened? And I said, Barney, we just got a report in that somebody's been held up. He said, What? Oh, he was panicking, reaching for his bullet and making sure he had it. And he said, who was it, Floyd? Hurry. You got to tell me. You got to tell me. It's important. I said, Barney, the report was there's two clothespins held up a pillowcase over at Miss Watson's house. Yeah, I thought it was funny. And so did the other boys there in the barbershop. Barney, he didn't like it very much. He just stormed right out. I thought you'd like it, so yeah. Talk to you later. Bye. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, I want to thank Floyd for dropping by and giving us that little bit of information about what happened at the barbershop the other day. Folks, we want to hear from you at Two Chairs No Waiting. We want to hear from you by voicemail at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can leave me a message at mayberry.com/podcast or at facebook.com/twochairs. We'd love to hear from you. Want to hear from you folks and be able to just have the two-way conversation between you and myself, because I really enjoy hearing from you. So that's all we got this week, folks, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.